You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
I like to change it up every now and then. Even though Riggins doesn't like that little open, I like it.
I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, fun, funny, and fast. It's Ace and Friends. Going to start today with some glowing news. A glowing report from a member of the Ace and Friends family. His name is Adam. He says, I am loving the Ace and Friends show, by the way. One of the best parts of my day. Thank you. And this is not Adam, our manager. It's like another guy named
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't want to say this. I won't say his name, but no, it's not Adam, our manager.
And he's not on payroll?
And I said, no, he's about to be. I said, well, what is it you like? So I can do more of that.
Yeah.
And he said, my absolute favorite was Riggins asking you and Amanda the one right answer game. That makes me laugh every time. Well, we're not allowing her back. I just like the variety that is brought daily. The one good thing, Piper segments, all of it. I get a little disappointed when Ace and Friends is over every day.
Oh,
Well, far be it for that. So from this point forward, we're going to add another hour to the show.
Oh, yeah. It'll just be the Ace and Ace show.
It'll just be
Ace and No Friends.
That last hour just be Ace and No Friends. That's what
coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends. Right.
We got a lot of stuff going on today, including in a few minutes, there's going to be an unpopular opinion about kids. The question is, will Tech D Rob agree? I say yes. Plus, we're going to learn a couple of new things today. Microfeminism and something happened on yesterday's show that has freaked out a couple of members of the Ace and Friends listening family. Like, they're like, there's no way that's true or not. But that's all after a TikTok that I saw yesterday. And I found out about something that a place that we all know and love. I think we all love it. But they have something I never knew. This may be a game changer in the world of food for all of us. Next.
Ace and Friends.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fair to say everybody loves Waffle House. I love Waffle House.
Definitely.
I don't go that often, but when I do go, it's like, yes, love it.
Yes.
Riggins loves it. Rob, you're not a huge fan, but you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Rob just was made to go like three times in a weekend or something. Yeah. And I see where that can dampen it a little bit. But I never knew this until I saw this just come across my For You page on TikTok yesterday.
You mean to tell me that I have been going to Waffle House since I was a child, and that's a long time ago.
Yeah, he's an older guy.
And today is the very first day I've ever heard of the term Waffle House sauce? Waffle House sauce? Waffle House sauce. It is what? A smoky, tangy, and slightly spicy condiment that's similar to Chipotle mayonnaise? You have to ask your server for it. That's what happened. The person next to me
was... He's got a little packet, and it's a little packet of Waffle House sauce.
There's a sauce on the patty melt. I know. I wonder if it's that.
It may be.
Like kind of like a spicy mayo kind of.
But it says, is the chain's best kept secret and a must try for anyone looking to kick up their meal a little. Ooh. The sauce has a secret recipe. And like he said, it's similar to a Chipotle mayo and adds a tangy flavor to anything you dare add it on.
I did try it a couple weeks
ago. So you know about Waffle House sauce.
And that was the first I had learned about it when I went to Atlanta maybe a month or so ago. It was not good.
So how did you know about it, Rob?
I saw it on they had a little advertisement for it on the wall there. It said, ask for Waffle House sauce. So I went,
they're making it a thing.
Yeah, they're trying to push it more now.
But apparently it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of one of those things that if you know, you know. If you don't know, you have to wait for somebody to tell you because they didn't really advertise it, I guess, until recently.
Hmm.
But like this guy said, his whole life he'd been going to Waffle House.
Yeah.
Had no idea there was such a thing called Waffle House sauce.
Oh, my God. I'm starving now. They're just talking about Waffle House. Smothered, covered.
Hash brown smothered and covered.
Dang.
The covered cheese?
I always get confused. I like cheese and peppers and onions in mine. And I forget if that's scattered and smothered.
I can't imagine. I thought gravy was smothered.
I don't know.
Smothered is sauteed onions, covered is cheese.
Yeah, okay. That's what I like. Smothered and covered.
Chunked gives you grilled hickory smoked ham. That's what I get. Chunked.
Oh, I love them chunked.
And they put chili on one, right?
Yeah.
My God.
Hash browns covered in chili.
Oh, yeah, it's called topped. That's birch chili they put on it.
Mm.
Mm. I don't know who birch
is. 2 in the morning, you've had 12 drinks, and you get hash browns covered in cheese and chili. Shut up.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
I had something I wanted to do here, but I'm stuck on this Waffle House thought that I have now since we were talking about Waffle House a second ago. Are you always a breakfast person at Waffle House?
Yeah. I don't stray too much from the typical order.
Yeah, I don't either. And I was just thinking about that. I don't know, even during the day, if I go, like if we're driving somewhere and I stop at a Waffle House, I think I still get breakfast. I don't normally get a sandwich.
It's not called the All-Star Breakfast. That's Denny's, I know. Whatever that main one is, where it's like two eggs, the meat of your choice, hash browns and toast, that's my move.
So, Rob, you went three times in a weekend.
Right.
Because Waffle House was attached to the hotel you were staying in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was right beside it. It was the nicest Waffle House you've ever seen in your
life. I was going to say, you didn't stay at the Ritz then.
No, it was a nice place.
Yeah, but did you do breakfast every time?
No, I had a burger one time. It was all right.
Okay.
I just did that because I knew we were going to go back.
Right. This is the last time, so I'm going to change it up just for this once.
Yeah, they have the All-Star special. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I thought that was Denny's. No. That's Grand Slam. Yeah. Grand Slam. The All-Star.
And the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity's at IHOP.
Yeah. So you did do... all but once, two of the three times you did breakfast.
Yeah, I did breakfast, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had anything outside of breakfast.
I want to say I've had like a BLT or something once or twice. Just like you stop in during the middle of the day, we're on the road. Like, just pull in a Waffle House, we'll eat real quick.
Yeah, they have breakfast sandwiches too, which are pretty good. It's just toast, it's really good.
That buttered toast, I mean, there's so much butter on that bread.
There's a comedian, Derek, I forgot his last name, begins with an S.
He's the one who gets really angry and loud?
Yeah. He's from Alabama, and he said Waffle House is the Southern man's hibachi. Because you can see him making everything right there.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Derek Stroop is his name.
Yeah, I've never, I'm sure I've had a bad experience, but I can't remember it. But again, it does skew it in Waffle House's favor that the majority of the times that I've been in there, it was late. I'd had a few drinks. You're starving. Everything's going to be even more delicious in that setting. And then they drop some, toast smothered in butter and hash browns covered in gravy and ham. And
I don't know that I've been to a Waffle House sober. I really don't think.
Ever in your life?
I don't think so.
Places you've never been to sober.
Yeah, I think that's Waffle House for me.
I don't think I've ever been to a Waffle House drunk.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's like the ultimate drunk place to go.
Yeah, you got to get out more, Rob. Damn. Okay. All right, so we'll get to this woman's unpopular opinion. The question is, does Tech D Rob share her opinion? Coming up next.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I just told you what's coming up next. I hit the wrong button. Sorry. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Unpopular opinion about to happen about kids. Riggins, do you believe Tech D Rob will or will not agree with her unpopular opinion?
I believe he will.
I believe he will also. Here is her TikTok that is going viral.
I'm curious if this opinion is unpopular. I don't want your kid washing my car, like as a fundraiser.
I just drove by a car wash with kids like on the side of the road waving for, you know, raising money for something. I will give you $5 for a cup of lemonade or a brownie at your lemonade stand. I will buy your popcorn or your cookies or your candy or whatever it is that you're selling to raise money for things. But like, I don't want you washing my car. Kids are not good at washing cars, first of all. Second of all, I don't want to sit and wait while that happens. That sounds unpleasant and awkward to me. Can car washes as fundraisers just be kind of a thing of the past? Like something we just don't do anymore?
You know what you can do? You can just drive right on by.
Yeah.
Nobody's forcing you to stop at the car wash and get your car washed.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, just keep moving right on by.
Yeah.
They're out there trying to raise money for a good cause, you know, for the Honor Society or the Key Club or whatever their club they're doing, the 4-H, the FFA, whatever. They're trying to raise money for a good cause.
But she means kids. The age that sells popcorn. I kind of agree with her. She's right.
But you don't go there to get a good car wash.
Right.
You go there because, you know what, my car's probably a little dirty. It needs to be sprayed down, and it's for a good cause. This would be a nice thing to do for these kids today.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Teg D. Rob, agree or disagree?
I'm not going to let them wash my car, but I don't care if they're set up.
But you're not going to stop and
no,
do that.
No, I mean, you're talking about lemonade and stuff. I didn't do that when the little girl came to my door.
I know. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, but at least, I just thought maybe in this case you're out. You're in your car. You don't have to leave the car.
No,
you don't really have to talk to them. You just give them the money, pull up, sit in the car while they wash, and then you drive away.
No thanks. I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
And as somebody who participated in a lot of those car wash fundraisers, we did not do a good job of washing their cars.
You know, but you know you're not doing a great job. You do. It's a quick hit.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you wash it, but you don't go for the car wash. You don't go because they're going to, you know, apply two coats of turtle wax or something. You just go because, oh, they're trying to raise money. My car probably needs to be washed off a little bit. We'll pull in here, $10, $5, whatever. They'll, you know, hit it with a sponge and a hose, and we'll move on about our day.
Nope. I don't know. If I spend $5 on a cup of lemonade, it better be good lemonade. I'm going to be kind of upset. I'm not going to ask for a refund, but I'll be mad.
Rob, did you ever do anything like that as a kid?
I think I sold chocolate bars. Mm. That may have been the only thing.
But that you had to do that for some type of thing at school?
Yeah, something for school.
Yeah. That always ended up costing me money.
Oh, every parent. Yeah, it costs every parent.
I mean, they were delicious candy bars.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to knock
them. They were phenomenal. A round of some good news coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Ace and Friends presents
I'm about to have a good day.
The good news.
A quick look at a few things that are just good in life. I love this first story because I love veterans. A Vietnam vet in South Carolina named Larry Morganti just got one of his dog tags back nearly 60 years after he lost them in a rocket attack. Some guy with a metal detector found it and spent 2 years tracking him down. He mailed them to Larry last month along with a letter thanking him for his service. 60 years. And, you know, I think I still have my dad's, but for most members of the military, especially if you've been in Vietnam or something, those dog tags mean a lot. Mm-hmm. It just means a lot to have those, kind of a mark that you made it through battle or whatever. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's an artist in Montana who's in the news because she saw lots of broken glass while she was out hiking. So she and her husband just started picking up the glass, and she decided, you know what? We're doing this to help people not cut their feet while they're out here, which is very cool. But she decided, I'm going to make art out of this. She smooths it in a rock tumbler and then arranges it into different designs. And she sells it all off. It's MontanaSeaGlass.com. That's S-E-E, MontanaSeaGlass.com. And you may or may not find this to be good news, but I do. A new report found clean energy is surging. More than 30% of all the electricity in the world came from renewable sources like wind and solar last year.
30%?
30% for the entire world. Which, they all have their problems.
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, wind turbines create all kinds of issues. Solar has its own problems. You know, all that kind of good stuff. But I know some people that work with in solar energy and solar panels.
That's a lie.
What?
I'm just kidding. There's no way you have, you know, anyone that works. I know
someone who's like, yeah, okay. Hard to believe.
You made that up.
Yeah. I can see where you think that, though. That's fair. Okay. By the way, something happened on yesterday's show, and a couple of people have said they just do not believe Riggins and Rob at all. Next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
Yesterday, I shared a story of something I did when I was in college that I still feel guilty about to this day. And then Tech D Rob and Riggins both were asked to share something that they felt guilty about. And Riggins barely came up with something just because he said it was something from the fourth grade.
Yeah, I cheated on a geometry test.
Yeah, and you still feel guilty about it.
Not really, though. I don't feel guilty at all about it. I was trying to come up with something because you were like, I've got a ton of things.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of things. And then Rob's like, I got nothing because he doesn't feel guilty about anything.
No, I mean, there's things that I'll reflect back on. I made the wrong decision on that kind of thing. And I'll continue to think about it. But none of them are, like, guilty.
I heard from two different people yesterday that sent me messages that were like, there's no way they don't have something that they don't feel guilty about.
No, I mean, I don't think I've done anything to feel guilty about.
Well, I guess that's a life mark of a life well lived, or maybe a boring life. I don't know.
I would say I probably live a boring life for most people.
Yeah, but you don't. You've probably never gotten out of it. You just don't seem like the type of person who gets wild.
No, I don't.
Yeah, every now and then. Never.
No, I don't. It's not for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's for you, right?
My brain would not. I'm like, I would just be thinking the whole time, oh, this, I shouldn't be doing this.
And see, therein lies the problem. I didn't think enough. A lot of times. So it's a lot of thinking. There was just a lot of doing about? Stuff. Like, no thought put into it. Let's just do it. That sounds fun. Let's go.
Yeah, I would say that I've probably missed out on some fun times because of it, but I still have fun with
you may have missed out on some fun times, but I think sometimes missing out on the fun times can be okay considering you feel bad about some of the things that you've done here and there.
Have fun, but you don't have to
do
stupid things.
Although stupid things can be done. Sometimes you look, as you reflect back, like, I wish my son would, don't get in trouble or anything, but just do something stupid.
Like steal.
No. Not steal. I don't want to be a thief, but, you know, I don't know. I don't want him to get hurt, but if you got to do a little, like a bar fight, just have being crazy. I don't know.
You want your son to get in a bar fight?
No, I don't want him to. Just mean, like, I just don't want him to live a little bit more. Live a little bit. I don't know. I it's hard to explain. I just want him to, you know, he's not the excitable type. He's not really that excitable. He doesn't get, it's just not his thing. And then that's him. That's totally him. You know, I, on the other hand, am a little wound up at times, get a little excitable, get a little rowdy.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's not good.
Stupid.
I'm too damn old to get crazy. I don't want to be fighting anybody anymore. You know what I mean?
Ace and Friends.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
If you want to know what goes on here during the breaks, Rob had big exciting news about a new Chuck Norris movie about to come out.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, what is it?
Hold on. Agent Recon.
Chuck Norris is like 80-something years old.
Yeah, he is definitely in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he looks ghoulish a little bit in this one, but he's still hanging in there, I guess.
Sorry, Chuck. You look ghoulish.
He's 84 years old. They put a lot of makeup on him. They had to do something.
He's 84?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
And he's got an action movie coming out?
Yeah, and I was talking to my friends about it on my Discord chat, and they said that he was born in the same year as Bruce Lee.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
84. Bruce Lee died in the 70s.
Bruce Lee's been gone forever. Yeah.
Oh, and they've dyed his hair up, huh?
Oh, yeah. And they dyed his beard.
Chuck Norris has no gray hair or white?
No, it looks naturally. It's all white. But in this, it's still that Chuck Norris, Nantucket red.
Yeah, brownish red there, yep.
Riggins, you're 36.
Yeah.
Rob, you're 38.
Yes.
Something very important just happened between your ages. A new poll found the average person starts feeling aches and pains at age 37. Well,
you know what? When my back started hurting 2 years ago.
Really? So
I was right before you turned 37?
Yeah.
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 It says that's when your back starts barking and your knees start to buckle.
My knees didn't buckle, but my back was definitely barking. Yeah. It was howling.
Back pain is actually not people's top complaint. The top three spots where older Americans have pain now are their legs, their neck, and their shoulders.
Just my back and my sciatic nerve on my leg.
Here's the thing, though. Rob's back. We're watching it because Rob just went to Neogenyx.
Mm-hmm.
And, literally just had it done. It takes a couple weeks before it kicks in. But I'm excited to see what happens over of the next... About 2 weeks from now, we'll know how he's doing. He should see some improvement. Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic. Free consultation, acetj.com/neogenics. Worth checking into because they're awesome. They fix my wrist. 28% of Americans say they deal with some sort of chronic pain on a daily basis. Oh. 28%. And less than a third say they've been totally pain-free over the last month. Let me know, over the course of a month, you can have all kinds of aches and pains, especially if you work out a lot or exercise a lot. That could be you're just sore one day from, you know, working out the day before. You just kind of tweak something for a day or two and it gets okay. So Riggins, hang on tight.
37. That does seem young, doesn't it?
Well, you're only, 2 months away from, month and a half away from being 37? Well,
I tell you, I had one of the worst headaches the other day, and I thought, oh, no, is this just part of aging?
I'm getting old now.
Yeah.
He came in here to grab ibuprofen twice. I was like,
I took two ibuprofen in the morning. I haven't taken ibuprofen in forever. I was like, I had just a splitting headache. I was like, oh, is this getting old?
Didn't you have a problem with your knee or your foot a couple years ago?
Yeah, that was because I fell.
All right.
He drunkenly fell down. That's what that was.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I don't want to sound like the old guy here, but why does everything have to have a title today? Everything has to be something. It can't just be stuff that happens. For example, I was just introduced to something thanks to a TikTok that Riggins shared called microfeminism. Not feminism, micro. Feminism.
Right? Form of like microfeminism is that when I send an email, let's say to like a CEO and, you know, you have to copy their assistant for scheduling purposes. If the assistant is a female, I will always in the email to line, I will always enter their email address before the CEO's. So if like the CEO was Bob and the assistant is a female named Jane, I'm always going to put the to line Jane and then the CEO. Like, nobody probably notices, but it makes me feel like I see you. Another thing that I do kind of along the same lines is if I'm emailing a team, I will always address the woman first in the actual email. So I'll be like, hey, Kathy and Joe. I'm having a hard time coming with names. Anyway, that's my favorite form of microfeminism.
Microfeminism.
Putting your feminism into practice daily in smaller ways.
Got to list the assistant before the CEO.
Okay.
Tearing down the patriarchy one little bit at a time, my friend.
One email at a time.
That's exactly right.
How about that, Bob?
Take that.
I find that to be so ridiculous.
Because you're part of the patriarchy, dude. Wake up.
You don't like that it's going to take you over. You're in the past, boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
Yeah.
But okay. God, just to be looking for every little thing has to be a thing. You know, first off, I would CC the assistant.
If you're sending an email to the CEO.
If Rob is the CEO and Riggins, you're his assistant, to Rob, CC Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
Whether male, female, wouldn't make any difference to me. I don't care. Just looking for just every little thing has to become a thing. You wonder why we're all stressed out and so worked up and tense all the time. Well, those aren't the reasons I'm worked up and stressed out and tense all the time.
You're a little worked up.
I am. I'm worked up about things, but it's not that. I'm not looking for things. Maybe I get worked up because I see other people who are out looking for things, and that annoys me.
Yeah. But it's like a complete flip. Like when you're used to address an envelope or something, you'd be like Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she's like Mrs. and Mr. I haven't seen anybody do that yet, but I'm sure it's, you know.
I see most of them now just say the, whatever the last name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's her last name.
Better right. be.
As long as he took her last
name. Maybe it's hyphenated.
Right. There you go, Rob. Thank you. There's the solution.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
How far would you travel for something you love? Now, that could be anything. Not a vacation spot, because I think that's, you know, you say, oh, I would travel to, you know, Punta Cana to go to this vacation spot. Well, yeah, that makes sense because you're going on vacation. But just for something you love. I saw a series of posts online, and it was things like people traveling hours to get their hair done.
Yeah.
Riggins, you used to drive, what, an hour to get your hair done because she was super hot?
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't go back because didn't you overtip her?
Yeah. I overtipped her only a little bit, 100%, I think. Just a little bit. A little bit of an overtip.
And then decided you can't go back anymore just because you've kind of look like a buffoon and don't want to do it again.
My parents do it all the time. They travel hours to go back to our hometown to have a hot dog or something like that.
Okay, I do think it's a little bit different because your parents are retired.
Yeah.
So they just have the day, and that just becomes, what do you want to do? Let's go back and get on. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. It's totally fine.
Didn't we have a girl on the show that used to drive to the coast of this state of North Carolina?
To get her hair done.
Yeah, to get her hair done. I thought we did, right?
I think you're right. Oh, yeah.
That is wild to me. That's like 6 hours to the coast.
Yeah,
4 hours. Do you count, like going to see a band? Would that count?
Yeah,
because I've flown places before to go to concerts with specific people or something like that. I flew to New York with my buddy Eddie to go see the Rolling Stones at Madison Square Garden because I'd never seen a show at Madison Square Garden. And then my daughter and I flew to see the final Kiss tour because my friend Bird and I wanted to take our kids together because that my first Kiss show was with Bird. We were in college. And so we flew to New Orleans. So we all went to the Kiss show together.
Yeah. You're a jet setter though. You go places.
But I love doing stuff like that though. I can't do it right now, but I used to be able to do it. Yeah. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Cause I never thought as a kid, you know, nothing ever came to my little town. And I never thought as a kid I would get to go do that. That's all of those things go back to me being a kid. My love of room service comes from me being a kid. And we first off, we didn't stay in hotels. We stayed in motels. And so they didn't have room service, but I always thought it looks awesome to have room service. That's why I like room service so much. That's why I like going to concerts and ball games and everything, traveling for those types of things, because that's stuff I never thought I'd be able to do. Mm-hmm. I never got to do that as a kid. But yeah, now that you mentioned, yeah, I flew to New Orleans for the national championship game to see LSU play one time in 2003.
Champagne tastes and caviar dreams.
To think an LSU football game is caviar
flying dreams? All over the place to do those things is a luxury.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. It is. I was very blessed at the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Must be nice.
It was, Rob. Notice the use of the past tense right there. Must have been.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
I find there are few things in life more infuriating than when somebody has the opportunity to turn in front of me and they don't.
Yeah.
It's incredibly frustrating. But in a way, this guy kind of puts it all into perspective. Oh, wait, hang on. I had to unmute it. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Your medical bills if you make that turn quicker. Doesn't matter if it's surgery. They're not going to pay for it or be there with you or be the ones getting it. Same with physical therapy. They're not going to be on the med flight. They're not going to help you find a new car. They're not going to fight with insurance. They're not going to do any of that stuff. Just because someone's upset that you're not making a turn quick enough and they honk at you or they're cussing at you or they're upset with you does not mean you're obligated under any circumstance to make that turn. And vice versa, just because someone's not making that turn as quick as you want them to, they are not obligated to make that turn just because you think you're in a hurry or think they should make it.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You're very smarmy in the way you present it. Like, he's right. We all know you're right, but
yeah.
So would you include, like, if someone did this at a red light turning right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what
he's talking about. So he's got the right turn, and maybe you got to get on the gas just a little bit to get out there, and you don't go. I'm like, oh, come on. I got to go. We got to go, man. I'm going.
So frustrating.
Oh, I don't mind when someone does that at a red light. They're just not comfortable with it. That's fine by me.
Oh, good for you. Look at you. So evolved. What are you? So mature.
Oh, that means they're just not comfortable with it. So fine by me. Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't feel safe. So you just got to wait till you get the green light.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't feel safe, so you got to gas it a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
And you're just dying to, like, lay on your hand. You're like, oh, my God, you're in your car freaking out. Like, go, what are you doing?
Oh, and then here's the worst part, though. It's just part of life, and it's super annoying. Yet, my wife wants now to make sure that they know that she's upset with them because she's behind them. So it's a lot of, like, hands in the air, like, oh, and she's waving her hands, like, come on. Yeah. Or that whole, whatever that motion is where you use the back of your hand to push someone forward, like, go, go, go.
I'm a snapper. Go.
Yeah.
What are you doing? But
y'all need some zen.
I know. It's so bad. That guy's right, but it is so annoying.
He's right. but he's wrong in how he does it. You're not gonna be there for you in the med flight. Shut up. We're just trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get to CVS and get home.
If I can't see the front of somebody's car because they're so close to me, I'm not turning at a red light either.
Oh, really? You dig your heels in?
Mm-hmm.
So if they back it, if they come up behind you and you can't see the front of their car, you'll intentionally not make the turn?
Yeah, I mean.
Why?
Because they shouldn't be that way.
Well, maybe they didn't mean to be.
Well, I bet they did.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
So we just learned how evolved Tech D Rob is as a driver. You're not annoyed by what annoys you when you drive then, Rob? If people not turning in front of you, not going when it's a chance to go, if that doesn't annoy you, what does?
I don't like when someone's in the left lane when I'm trying to go and they're going slower than the car in the right lane.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That's fair.
I don't like people who gun it and go around everybody else trying to get off at an exit, or, you know, trying to, for example, where 485 meets 77 in South Carolina, there's a two-lane thing that turns into one lane to get on the 77.
Right.
And people gun it until they get to the very last second and then get over. So that not only causes traffic jams elsewhere because everybody has to slam on brakes, but they are putting other people at risk.
Okay, so you don't like it when they speed around everybody and then hit the brakes to get in traffic.
Right.
If they speed around everybody and then smoothly transition into traffic, is that a problem?
Still not great, but because they knew they needed to get over a long time.
But maybe, because this happened to me yesterday, maybe they're skilled enough as a driver, they can assess the situation, because I saw my opportunity up ahead, about 7 or 8 cars up, like there's a truck, and that truck is lagging. So I went ahead and hit the gas, or went around the same situation where the it was going to peel off. One way went south and one way went north. I stayed in the way going south until I saw, you know, until I got to where I wanted to be. Then I eased over and just seamlessly flowed into traffic. Didn't affect anybody.
It's not ideal.
And that's all that bothers you when driving?
That's the only things I can think of, yeah.
Okay. What bothers you most when you're behind the wheel, Riggins?
I think slow in the left lane is pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, I think that's a universal. I think
I don't want to have to pass you on the right. That's probably the most annoying thing.
Yeah, are driving way under the speed limit.
Yeah,
I encountered that yesterday. I was stuck behind somebody in a 50, and they were driving 40, and I sucks. Yeah. There was too much. I couldn't get around them, and I was just stuck there. It's like, this is, I'm going to blow the top of my head off.
Yeah.
While I'm driving.
Yeah. But I'm not a fast driver, so I typically stay in the right lane. But yeah, if somebody's going under the speed limit, especially on the interstate, that's like I'm infuriated. Yeah.
My wife will run up on somebody in that situation and just drive, like almost as if she was like we're at Daytona and she's bump drafted. I'm like, I'm waiting any minute now. She's going to hit them to push them forward. It makes me like, hey, this person is obviously driving slow for a reason. I don't like it either, but you know, you might be rattling this person.
She's yeah. gonna get brake check one time.
Exactly.
That terrifies. I've never seen that happen. Yeah. But that is scary.
The worst part though is if I'm riding with her and she's driving, then when she does have to hit the brakes, immediately her arm comes across in front of my chest. I'm like, I'm a grown man. Don't put. Oh, yeah. I don't need that.
How did she learn to do that? My mom does that.
Yeah.
She's always had
seatbelts. She's always done it. It's like, hey, I'm grown. I don't need that. Don't do that.
Ace and Friends.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
I saw something on Reddit yesterday, and I thought this was a fun question. Because I don't know if Riggins and Rob really don't usually, they don't like us to do things for them, like buy them food or something, whatever, as the boss, so to speak. But someone posted that they oftentimes will invite their boss to lunch with some of the people in the office because they know the boss has a company credit card and will pick up the tab. And that they were told that's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But you're using them.
Yeah, they are, but like,
you don't really want the boss to go, but
it doesn't sound like
he or she's okay enough that they won't ruin the day, but they're going to pick up the tab.
Yeah. Right, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like they hate this person, so I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's like, ideally, you wouldn't invite the person. You wouldn't invite the boss, but we know that if we do on a regular basis, the boss that's always picks up the tab. Is that wrong?
I don't think so.
Is it wrong? That's a tough one. Is it wrong? I don't know. What do you think?
Rob has said no.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's wrong because I think the boss probably realizes that.
Yeah. And it's a tax write-off at that point for the person, so it's a wash.
Yeah.
Well, it's a company credit card. So they just, you know,
it's not
so
even the company, boss's
money. Yeah, the company picks up the tab.
Yeah, stick it to the man.
That's right. That's
thank you, Rob. There we go. Stick it to the man.
Yeah, they always say, you know, especially now on TikTok, like the company doesn't care about you. If you die, they will replace you in a week. They don't care about you.
Okay, but what's the company supposed to do? Not replace you?
Yeah.
They have to go on.
Yeah,
if the company were to shut down, you'd have a new job as soon as you could.
Yeah,
why? Because you got to have one.
Well, the point is that don't invest too much of your sanity in your job. It is just a job. It's not like it's a member of your family that you're not trying to hurt. So it is just your boss. It is just your job. Don't take it to heart.
I understand that. And I do think there are companies that aren't great. But I think a lot more seem to care, at least on a base level, a day-to-day level. There's concern about what happens to the people that work there, I think.
We're a different company. We're a very small company.
But I think
company.
You're more personally invested in your work than most people are. The more successful people are more invested in their work. Personally, it means something to them. It's important to them to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
And that importance has helped them become more successful.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look at me. Look at this rager of a success I've turned out to be.
Oh, God.
Oh. Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
I feel like this entire show today has come from things that are happening between during the breaks. We're sitting here and Riggins goes, Oreos. I said, oh, excuse you're thinking about Oreos? He goes, I'm playing a crossword. It's a double treats.
Keeps me, you know, sharp.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
It kind of keeps you on the ball during the breaks. Kind of keeps the mind focused.
Like, what is the dunkable treat? What is it? What is the dunkable treat? Oh, five letters, starts with an O. That's an Oreos, my friend.
There was an example today of, I think, a great example of how different Riggins and Tech D Rob are as people. And I don't know this to be true. It's speculation. Now let's find out. Riggins was telling us this morning that on his way to work, he saw his neighbor's dog in the street. And he was wondering, wow, at 5 o'clock in the morning, why is the neighbor's dog out? This can't be good, because he didn't see the neighbor. And he kind of pulled over relatively close to it and opened the door and called for it, and then realized, oh my God, that's not a dog at all. That's a coyote.
It was a coyote.
I love that story so much.
It was crazy. I was terrified in the moment.
Which is surprising. He couldn't tell the difference, but
it was pitch black and it was raining.
Neither here nor there. It's, you know, the point was, Riggins saw this animal that he knew, and he knows where it belongs, and he was going to make an effort to get the animal into the car and return it safely to its home. Rob, in the same scenario, you turn the corner, your headlights hit this dog, which did turn out to be a coyote, but we didn't know that at the time, hit this dog, and you realize, oh, that's the neighbor's dog. Do you make an effort to get that dog at 5 o'clock in the morning and take it to the neighbor's house?
No.
You just drive off?
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't know it's a neighbor's dog because I don't talk to him.
Okay, let's say somehow you did know it was a neighbor's dog.
I would open the window and be like, get out of the way. Move. Go. Shoo.
You would want your neighbor to do that for you, wouldn't you?
Well, my neighbor has actually, well, I mean, it was the dog that I don't want, so I was a little.
So, but regardless, but you would want that action, neighborly action reciprocated, so why wouldn't you do it?
Well, I also wouldn't expect them to do it. I wouldn't. I mean,
okay, but
it's not going to hurt my feelings if I find out.
You see the dog, you know the dog. If you drive away, there's a good chance the dog is going to be lost.
That sucks.
he's joking.
No, I'm not. I would not. Especially this morning, it was raining, and I had to deal with my own dog. She wouldn't go pee in the rain because it was raining. I was already in a bad mood when I left the house.
So if that had happened this morning, and then you were in Riggins' case, and you saw the neighbor's dog, you'd have just driven right on by it?
I would have tried to. Maybe I had to shoo it or something, but, you know.
But you would not have made an effort to return that dog?
No.
We are all disappointed. I think I speak for us all. We're all disappointed.
I assumed you might be, but I'm gonna be real with you.
Ace and Friends.
This is Ace and Friends.
I'm still disappointed in Tech D Rob that he wouldn't have done anything to take that.
It is surprising, just because it was a dog thing we were talking about. He loves his dogs, and as much as he likes, you know, complaining about them, he loves his dogs.
Yeah, but just to, in the moment, at 5 o'clock in the morning, to see the neighbor's dog and to think, oh, that's a bad sign. That dog shouldn't be out like that right now.
In a storm. It was just, you don't even really think about it. It's like, I know where that dog belongs, and it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just.
And it doesn't belong out here in the street because something bad could happen to it. Now, it clearly has got out of the house somehow.
Yeah. I also wouldn't want to wake up a neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, I got that, but they would want to be woken up
if their dog was out. Yeah, absolutely.
If Toby got out,
I'd want somebody to wake me up and bring him back.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't expect it. Like, that day I was leaving my house, and as I walked outside to get in my truck at the time, I looked down the street about two houses down, and the neighbor's car was sitting out there, and the doors were open. And I'm like, it's 4:45 in the morning. What is that?
Yeah.
And I kind of looked around for a minute, and they weren't coming or going out of the garage, and the garage was closed. So I walked down there, you know, turn the flashlight on my phone, and walking up, I'm thinking, oh God, please don't let somebody be dead in this car.
Oh God.
Please don't let it be that. It wasn't. There was nobody. I just kind of shined my flashlight in the car. I was like, okay, they're not, this is weird. Three of the four doors on the car were open, and there's nobody in the car anywhere around. And I kind of yelled like, hey, is anybody out here? And nobody responded. And I didn't know what to do. So I went up and knocked on the door, rang their doorbell and nobody came to the door. I waited for a minute. So I called 911 and said, hey, I'm just, can you just, you might want to come check this out. I don't think anything's wrong, but nobody answered the door. And it's just kind of a weird scenario. And then I guess it turned out later their son had come home and he was getting stuff out of the car and somehow left. I don't know. Thought he closed the door. He was dragging a bunch of stuff out of the car. Had the car doors open. Go back and forth, and just walked away.
Yeah. Nobody wants to knock on a door at 4:45 in the morning for obvious reasons. But sometimes
something clearly bad might have been happening. Yeah. You're trying to check and make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Silence is deafening, Rob.
Yeah. Hello.
I have nothing to add.
Yeah. I don't think in that case I wouldn't expect it. That didn't seem like the type of thing. I was just surprised with the dog that you would try to pick up the dog and get it home.
Yep.
I think I'm surprised. I think Riggins is more disappointed in you, Rob.
That is surprising, just because it is a dog.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
And I said he loves his dogs, but now I'm not so sure.
I don't know that he does, yeah.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
Hey, quick note from Mother's Day, some things you may not want to get someone for Mother's Day coming up Sunday. A lady DM'd us and said, my husband is so sweet and he really tried, but my Mother's Day gift one year was a giant canvas picture of my kids in the center of the words, Happy Mother's Day 2021. She goes, it was so sweet, but seriously, where am I going to put that?
Fair enough.
It's like a big canvas painting of the kids, and it says Happy Mother's Day 2021, like full painting size. It's like, okay, what do I do with that?
I mean, you may be being a little harsh. I mean, it's a painting. It's Mother's Day. You get a picture of the kids.
That's what another Come lady on. Said, keep me anonymous. I don't want to embarrass my husband. I gave birth to our second child a few days before Mother's Day. He bought me the book 50 Shades of Grey and the new Adele CD for my Mother's Day. So our daughter turns 12 tomorrow. I still have not read that book.
Oh, but she listened to Adele, I bet.
Well, maybe so, but 2 days after. I mean, you don't give your wife a sex book.
Smut book.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey 2 days after giving birth. She's not in that kind of mood yet.
Yeah. I figured you'd want to be choked 2 days out of the hospital. You don't want to get spanked and choked right now?
Come on.
I get that. That's pretty stupid.
I know you're just sitting there on that donut thinking about getting choked later today.
What a buffoon. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Come on, man. You missed the mark on that one. You know, he's like, well, that's what everybody was reading.
Yeah.
It's the number one bestseller.
He's like, you know what I want right now? I want you to yank on my hair.
I'm on an inflatable donut, but get me a dog collar to put around my neck, please.
Yeah, that sounds great.
God.
Holy moly. Yeah, what a dummy. Some guys are just not good gift givers. He got it right with the Adele CD. Maybe he's like, she'll love this.
But yeah, he was onto something there. Lori said a Mother's Day gift. Never mind. I was supposed to keep her anonymous. Sorry. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.